Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, have mercy on us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and forever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. Good morning, and praise the Lord. Today is Sunday, April 14th, 2024. My name is James Newcomb, and we have three readings for you, well, to share with you this morning. It is shared with all of us by the Lord through the Holy Spirit as He spoke through men just like you and me. Human beings just like you and me. Faulted, sinful, and yet through these imperfect vessels, a perfect canon of scriptures was produced and given to us by the body of our Lord, the Church. Our first reading is from the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 28. Verses 16 through 20. At that time the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always to the close of the age. Amen." Our second reading is from St. Paul's letter to the Hebrews, chapter 6, verses 13 through 20. "Brethren, when God made a promise to Abraham, since he had no one greater by whom to swear, he swore to himself, saying, 'Surely I will bless you and multiply you.' And thus Abraham, having patiently endured, obtained the promise. Men indeed swear by a greater than themselves, and in all their disputes an oath is final for confirmation. So when God desired to show more convincingly to the heirs of the promise the unchangeable character of his purpose, he interposed with an oath, so that through two unchangeable things, in which it is impossible that God should prove false, we who have fled for refuge might have strong encouragement to seize the hope set before us. We have this as a sure and steadfast anchor of the soul, a hope that enters into the inner shrine behind the curtain, where Jesus has gone as a forerunner on our behalf, having become a high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek." Our third reading for this morning is the Gospel according to Mark, chapter 9, verses 17 through 31. At that time, a man came to Jesus, kneeling and saying, "Teacher, I brought my son to you, for he has a dumb spirit. And wherever it seizes him, it dashes him down, and he foams and grinds his teeth and becomes rigid. And I asked your disciples to cast it out, and they were not able." And he answered them, "O faithless generation, how long am I to be with you? How long am I to bear with you? Bring him to me." And they brought the boy to him. And when the spirit saw him, immediately it convulsed the boy, and he fell on the ground and rolled about, foaming at the mouth. And Jesus asked his father, "How long has he had this?" And he said, "From childhood. And it has often cast him into the fire and into the water to destroy him. But if you can do anything, have pity on us and help us." And Jesus said to him, "If you can, all things are possible to him who believes." Immediately the father of the child cried out and said, "I believe, help my unbelief." And when Jesus saw that a crowd came running together, he rebuked the unclean spirit, saying to it, "You dumb and deaf spirit, I command you, come out of him and never enter him again." And after crying out and convulsing him terribly, it came out, and the boy was like a corpse, so that most of them said, "He is dead." But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. And when he had entered the house, his disciples asked him privately, "Why could we not cast it out?" And he said to them, "This kind cannot be driven out by anything but prayer and fasting." They went on from there and passed through Galilee, and he would not have anyone know it, for he was teaching his disciples, saying to them, "The Son of Man will be delivered into the hands of men, and they will kill him, and when he is killed, after 3 days he will rise." I want to share with you this morning something that I came across on social media. It is called the Prayer Rule of Saint Seraphim of Sarov. I should say that's how it was labeled on the social media post. And it said the following: Saint Seraphim of Sarov taught everyone the following rule of prayer. Let any Christian, upon arising from sleep, stand before the holy icons and read the Lord's Prayer, Our Father, three times, in honor of the Most Holy Trinity, then the hymn of the Theotokos, or the Mother of God, Theotokos and Virgin Rejoice, 3 times, and finally, the symbol of our faith once. Having completed this rule, let each one attend to the tasks to which he was appointed or to which he is called. During work, at home, or while traveling, let him quietly read, "Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner," throughout the day. If there are others in his vicinity while he's working, let him silently repeat, "Lord, have mercy," until supper. After supper, upon completing his tasks, let him quietly read, "Most Holy Theotokos, save me a sinner," and let him repeat this until falling asleep. Going to bed, let any Christian again read the above-mentioned morning rule. Thereafter, let him go to sleep, having protected himself with the sign of the cross. Father Seraphim said, "Keeping this rule, it is possible to reach Christian perfection, for the three prayers indicated are the foundation of Christianity. The first, as the prayer given to us by Christ himself, is the model for all prayers. The second was brought from heaven by the archangel to greet the Virgin Mary, the mother of our Lord. The symbol of our faith contains, in brief, all the salvific dogmas of the Christian faith. To those who, for whatever reason, could not complete this little rule, Venerable Saint Seraphim recommended reading it under whatever circumstances, during lessons, while walking, even in bed. He based this advice on the words of the Scriptures, "Whosoever should call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." In that spirit, I will read for you the hymn to the Most Holy Theotokos. I will read for you the symbol of our faith, also known as the Nicene Creed. And we will close, as we do every morning, with the Lord's Prayer. I will not say them 3 times. I'll say them only 1 time. First, the hymn to our Most Holy Theotokos, the Mother of God. Theotokos, Virgin, rejoice. Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, for you have borne the Savior of our souls. And here is the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the only begotten, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God of true God, begotten, not created, of one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from the heavens, and was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became man. He was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, and suffered and was buried. He rose again on the third day according to the Scriptures, and ascended into the heavens, and sitteth at the right hand of the Father. He shall come again with glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. In one holy Catholic and apostolic church, I confess one baptism for the remission of sins. I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the age to come. Amen. And we will close this morning's session with the Lord's Prayer. As a reminder, would you find us on the web at overtlyorthodox.com. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.